Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Oh, yeah, yes, indeed. Do not get it twisted. It's 4 o'clock. It's time for the Ron Kelly Show. Back from the time slot switch that we tried to do a couple of weeks ago, and the listeners spoke loud and clear that they just ain't having it, the 5 o'clock time slot, so we've switched it back to 4 p.m. So back home at the 4 o'clock hours, the Ron Kelly Show, your show, Ron Kelly, in the air chair. How's everybody doing? Glad to have you all here. Really, really appreciate it. The official website for the Ron Kelly Show is www.theronkellyshow.com. And you can catch the Ron Kelly Show on Stitcher.com, also on iTunes. And the Facebook page is the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to my partner in crime for the other show, the relationship show, the Princess and the Bad Boy talk radio show, Wednesday night, 8 p.m., ably co-hosted by, well, I guess we could say we're both co-hosts, Princess Love Mills, who is a relationship coach and the author of Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away. Now, you can interpret that the way you want, but it's with your filthy minds. But no, it's not about that kind of stuff. But anyway, you can Google it. Google the title. You can get the book on. You can get it on. I got a vapor out there. You can get the book at Barnes and Noble's, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the Facebook page for that show is the Princess and the Bad Boy Talk Radio Show, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. We help you get through whatever it is your issue is with your relationship. All right, right now it's the serious one. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, the gold standard for news talk radio, right here on blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. If you want to send a link to somebody else, please do so. And thank you for joining me. It's 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. And I know how most of you are about calling the radio shows. You might get a little nervous, and I understand that. So you can also check in to the chat room right here on blogtalkradio.com. It's very easy to when you it should, matter of fact, it should, if you've logged into the Ron Kelly Show, which I'm sure you have, you it'll be right there for you to click on. So or you can forward your question to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page or your comment as well. Thank you once again, everybody, for taking time out of your Good Friday. Actually, most of you are off today. Good Friday. Easter weekend we got coming up here. This weekend, Easter being April 20th this year. Chelsea Clinton is pregnant. I guess that must be big news. Congratulations to the Clintons and Hillary Clinton, who they must have helped her forget about the shoe incident I talked about last week. Somebody tossed a shoe at Hillary Clinton. I still can't get over that. Why would anybody toss a shoe at Hillary? But anyway, we went over that. Congratulations to the Clintons, Grandpa Bill and Grandma Hillary. You know, the Clinton family, everything they do is going to be in the news, the good and the bad. We've seen enough of the bad, so here's something good happening in the Clinton family. So congratulations to Chelsea and the husband and the Clintons. Chelsea Clinton, who's pregnant. They don't know what it is, whether it's a boy or a girl. Shouts out to our president, my president, President Obama, who just can't get the kook fringe Tea Party psychos off his back, namely the Republican Party. President Obama has suggested that the Republicans should just move on because the Affordable Care Act is here to stay. But oh no, Ted Cruz and the rest of them, the psychopathic the anti-Obama establishment over there in the Republican Party is hell-bent on flipping that law over. And you have to wonder how to get past Congress and everything in the first place, especially when the Congress was when the Congress was dominated by Republicans at the time that the Affordable Care bill passed. Now, you would think that the Republicans by now, and I'm going to tell you why they're still holding on in just a second, but you would think by now that Republicans would have given up, because everything that could have went wrong did go wrong with this Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. And you would think that they would have given up by now, because you had the Supreme Court go over it, and the Supreme Court approved of the Affordable Care Act. It passed the test. As a matter of fact, the Chief Justice John Roberts, who was appointed by George Bush, a Republican appointee, was the deciding vote and decided, according to the law, that the Affordable Care Act, why do I keep saying that backwards? Affordable Care Act was constitutional, you know. And why would you think that the president who is a constitutional law professor, an expert in constitutional law, wouldn't know that? So anyway, you got the Supreme Court that said, okay, it got through the Congress somehow or another, and it got through the Senate. And now, you would think that by now they would have given up once again, because then after all of that, you had Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan going across country campaigning to take President and Vice President Biden's jobs. They're going all over the country, everywhere. Oh, the Affordable Care Act sucks. You know, it's a disaster. It's this, it's that, it's the other. It's going to break the country. Everything that they could do or say to knock the president and Joe Biden and the Affordable Care Act, and they got hammered. They got hammered. And by their own admission, both of them were in shock, because they just knew that they were going to win. They just knew it. It was a slam dunk. How could this Negro win again? Okay, we tried it. We had 43 white presidents. Here comes a black one. All right, we had one. Okay, so everybody satisfied now? We had a black president. It didn't work. Now let's go back to the status quo. And no, President Obama won again. And not just by a nose, not just by a hair, but a resounding rejection of Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. An embarrassment, actually. An embarrassment. So you have the Koch brothers and billionaire casino owner Sheldon Adelson from Las Vegas, and all this money that they put up, all this money, zillions of dollars that were put up for Romney and Ryan, and they still lost. They still lost, despite the birther and Donald Trump, who, for the life of me, I can't understand why he even wants to be on television. He should be hiding out somewhere with his track record of a wife a week, and he wants to come along and try to he wants to come along and try to tell somebody, you know, how to be moral, how to be honest, when he changes wives like most people change their underwear, and now he wants to come along and try to tell somebody, you know, how to do things right, how to be right. Please. Now this Bertha thing, oh, he wasn't born here. I mean, racism. It was straight up racism. And it's still racism. He wasn't born here. He's a Kenyan. He's a Muslim. He's an Indonesian. He's this. He's a terrorist. I mean, what happened? They couldn't find anything on the President Obama, because he was clean. If there was a baby mama or if there was a baby mama or a indiscretion by President Obama, they would have found it. They would have found it because I'm sure they spent a lot of money on a lot of dirt diggers, dirt daubers, investigators, private detectives, et cetera, et cetera, pouring over the background, pouring over the life of Barack Obama, and couldn't find a thing, couldn't find anything. Jeremiah Wright. I mean, that was the biggest that was the biggest thing that they could find, Jeremiah Wright. He had a radical preacher. He listened to this preacher's nonsense. Yeah, it was laughable. It was laughable. So after the billions of dollars that they spent, they couldn't find anything on President Obama, and they lost, embarrassingly lost. It wasn't even a contest. So the Republicans are bitter. They're very bitter. The Kook Fringe, Tea Party, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul. We'll talk about, you know what, I'm going to leave Rand Paul out of this because Rand Paul did at a Republican gathering sponsored by the Koch brothers, actually. I'm going to tell you about what Rand Paul said. So I'm going to leave Rand Paul out of this. But the Kook Fringe, Ted Cruz, Ryan, and all the others, the psychos, are bitter. They're bitter. Not only did we get beat, but we got beat by a black person. Not once, but twice. You put the beat down on the gentleman from Arizona. Put the beat down and psychopath. That's the only word you can use for him. Psychopath Sarah Palin. Just a serious nut job. And they lost. Got beat. And then here along comes Romney and Ryan. Once again, beat. So they're bitter. So try as they may to try to bring President Obama down, they can't do it. Can't do it. Try as they may. All the tricks, all the dirty politics that the Republicans can dig up, because they invented dirty politics. And nothing. Lost again. So their only hope now, and you would think that, okay, the president has maybe a year and some change left before he has to leave. You would think they'd resign themselves and say, oh, okay, well, he's leaving, so, you know, what the hell? He's leaving. So, you know, we can, let's let go. Let's let him live. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. Up until January of 2016, or 2017, rather, when the new president, Hillary Clinton, by all indicators, by the time the new, they'll be fighting Obama until he steps down from the podium after the new president takes over. And probably after. Because the Republicans are bitter. They got beat twice. And not just by anybody. We got beat by an African-American, a Negro. Came out of nowhere. Had hardly any record, 2 years in the Senate. Some of those guys have been there for 20 and 30 years, can't win. So they're bitter, and I understand. I get it. You know, they're bitter. And I understand. I'm not saying I would be bitter, but I do understand why they're bitter. And I'm not going to go into it any more than that. I mean, there's other things I can say, but, you know, this is a equal opportunity show here, the Ron Kelly Show, so I'm not going to get too deep into it. Maybe behind the scenes I may say something. They may raise some of your eyebrows, but I won't do it on the air. But anyway, you know, bitter, psychotic. They're foaming at the mouth like pit bulls. You ever see a mad dog foam at the mouth? That's what the Republicans are doing now. They're foaming at the mouth. Foaming at the mouth. at the president of the United States of America, Barack Obama. You know, later on in the show, we're going to talk about what the president needs to do versus Vladimir Putin. Because to tell you the truth, as much as I support Barack Obama, I'm sick of this sanction nonsense because the Russians are over there drinking vodka and laughing at us. So the president, you know, as dangerous as it may seem to many of you, the president is going to have to do something. I mean, after all, the other day, actually, the Russian jet was flying low, doing flyer buzzovers over the Navy destroyer in the Black Sea the other day, flying over it, teasing it. You know, we got to fight fire with fire here. So we'll talk about, in the next segment, we'll talk about what Barack Obama needs to do besides his sanction nonsense, because it's not getting us anywhere. Now, do we want to start a war? No. Absolutely not. But the president will have to fight fire with fire at some point. I'm not saying press the button. Please, no. We're not saying that. But we'll talk about it in the next segment about what the president needs to do in regards to Vladimir Putin and the nonsense that's going on in the Ukraine. And what Putin's plans are actually to go back and get all those nation states that he lost. He wants to go back and get them. So I will save that for the next segment right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Lots going on. We got a lot to get to this afternoon. We got a lot of things to talk about this afternoon, so everybody just pay yourselves. You ready for what we're gonna talk about? A few more things this afternoon before we get out of here. It's going to be a rare disagreement with the president. and you know, I don't walk in lockstep with the president, because I wasn't a big fan of Obamacare from the beginning either, because I felt like, hey, you don't have no insurance, that's your problem, basically, in a nutshell. That was my take on it, because it's just like Social Security. You know, when they chop my check in half, the Social Security goes to people who have retired, people who are older than me, people who have retired. And the way this, I look back at the younger generation of today, you know, it's scary. Because if when I retire, from what I see, from my vantage point, if I have to depend on these young malcontents, I'm going to be hungry and broke. So, you know, hopefully they'll find another way to fund this thing, because this is what's going on now. And with Obamacare, Obamacare depends on the young and the healthy buying into the system, because the young and the healthy won't need it as much as the older folks will. And see, this is what the Republicans are screaming about. They want to dig even deeper into those statistics. Now, the president just recently announced that 8 million people have signed up for Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. And the Republicans, they want to dig into those numbers to try to discount what the president has said. Now, they were giddy with excitement when the program blew up in the president's face, when it, you know, with the website crashes and all of that. And the Republicans were so happy, saying, see, told you it wasn't going to work. And so now, fast forward to today, 8 million people have applied for Obamacare. But now the Republicans want to know more about the numbers. Like, how many people, for example, how many people didn't have insurance? And because what the Republicans are saying is that many of the people who signed up for Obamacare lost their insurance because of Obamacare and had to sign up for Obamacare. They had no other choice. In other words, people who were who people who were got laid off because of it, people who may have gotten laid off, people who may have been reduced from full-time to part-time so the employers wouldn't have to cover them with health insurance, and they had to go to Obamacare. So the Republicans, the kook fringe psychopath Republicans, want to know how many of the enrollees were forced into Obamacare because of Obamacare, in other words. So they want to know, they want those numbers on that. So another way to knock it. But anyway, when we come back, everybody, we'll talk about the Ukraine and what the president needs to do, because the sanctions apparently are not working. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio.
The Ron Kelly Show on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. It's Ron Kelly Show for Easter weekend. Thank you, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. I really, really appreciate it. Check me out Wednesday night. It's the Princess and the Bad Boy talk radio program, Redefining Love and Relationships. It's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com / the Princess and the Bad Boy. I just want a news note. A New Jersey woman sues the Motor Vehicle Commission because they wouldn't let her have a license plate. The license plate she wanted pronounced her atheism. She's an atheist. And had she gotten the license plate, it would have said eight and then theist, T-H-E-I-S-T. Now, the Motor Vehicle Commission says they turned her down because her plate request was ineligible because it may carry connotations offensive to good taste and decency. Now, this, you know, because this very well, I mean, the lady, while I don't agree with her beliefs, I think she should have the license plate. Because now, it's not necessarily about good taste and decency. This is church and state here. And the state of New Jersey should let this lady have this license plate. Now, I know everybody's like, ooh, Ron, you know, you agree with that? Yes, I do. I don't agree with her. Again, I don't agree with her beliefs, but I think she should have the license plate. I mean, why not? Why not? She should have it. This is, you know, because she doesn't believe in God, that she shouldn't have a license plate that says she doesn't believe in God. So depending on what she did, and here's what the lady did. She applied for the atheist license plate, vanity plate, and she was turned down. So what she did was she turned around and used the phrase Baptist and the website, the Baptist license plate was accepted. So this is church and state stuff here. And it's, you know, the Constitution talks about, you know, separation of church and state. It doesn't necessarily mean state meaning the United States. It means state, period, government. And so she's got a case right there because she went back and she filed for a Baptist license plate that spelled out the word Baptist, and she got approved. So she can say she's a Baptist, but she can't say she's an atheist. Now, there's something wrong with that. So this lady, Shannon Morgan of Maurice Township in New Jersey, is suing the Motor Vehicle Commission, and she's suing because she can't use, she's being precluded from using that name. Now, someone else was able to get a plate that said atheist, but it spelled atheist, but instead of an I, it had a one in the middle. It was A-T-H-1-E-S-T. So this is a problem. This is going to be a problem. She may win this case. She may win. But this is definitely going to be a problem. All right, everybody, let's move on a little bit to move on to the president, President Obama, and the Ukraine situation. Now, you know, sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. Diplomacy doesn't always work when the other person is using guns. You know, diplomacy doesn't work against guns and troops. And the president has got to get tougher. The president has to get tougher with Putin. Because, you know, because we all know, the president knows, and Vladimir Putin knows what the consequences are if it gets to DEFCON 1. Or defense condition one, the long version, where that's just before they launch. And they both know that, you know, the destruction of the world isn't in our best interest. So neither one of them is prepared to make that decision. And I think that President Obama should get a little tougher with Putin. Enough of this sanction stuff. Putin's got troops, guns, troops. You know, we really don't know what's going on there. Other things, buildings are being taken over, things are being taken over. And the Russians are just creeping into the Ukraine. And this can be a real problem because you have other Warsaw Pact countries, you have other NATO countries around in that area. Lithuania, Estonia, you know, Poland, and places like that that are friendly to the United States who want to remain independent. And have remained independent solely because of us. Some of those countries, like I said, are in NATO. So if Russia goes into a NATO country, it's on. We're going to have to send troops over there because it's our duty to defend our NATO allies. So I think the president needs to cut this off now before it starts going any further. And I think that I'm not saying he should put soldiers in Ukraine, but he should start doing something militarily. And I'm not saying go over there and shoot the first shot. I'm not saying put troops into Ukraine, but I'm saying that the President Obama should begin to start thinking about maybe some naval exercises near there. Because you got the Russians flying jets over our, we have one naval destroyer in the Black Sea. I believe it was docked. And the Russian jet is buzzing it. What I mean by buzzing it is, you know, flying close to it. Enough to cause it to vibrate. Taunting the naval destroyer, United States Navy. And we can't have that. We can't have Putin thumbing his nose at us. We can't have it. And, you know, President Obama's on a phone with Putin every day, and Putin is still doing what he wants to do. And see, we have really no idea what's going on over there. We don't know how deep Russia's troops are in the Ukraine. And Putin even admitted that the troops that he sent there, he sent troops there with no designation, they didn't have any Russian flags on their uniforms or anything, nothing. They just were just in camouflage gear. And he sent them there, and they were Russian troops, but they had no Russian designation on their bodies. So we know what this is about. Putin wants to rebuild. He wants to rebuild the Soviet Union. I mean, it was called the Soviet Union before it broke up. Now it's the Russian Federation. It was the Soviet Union because it had all those other little countries who broke away, Lithuania, Estonia, so on and so forth. So he wants to bring it back. That's why he jumped at the, when this thing happened in Crimea and Ukraine, he jumped right on it and got the people in that one section to vote to succeed from the Ukraine. Now, we don't know what these people, if they were forced to do it or persuaded, strongly persuaded, strong suggestion. We don't know. We don't know what happened. We don't know what kind of stress these people were put under. I'm sure there are some Russians who live there who voted for annexation. But if you miss Russia that much, it's not that far away. You can just go back. You can just go back. So the president is looking a little weak here on this thing with Vladimir Putin and the Ukraine. This, he's looking weak because all he talks about is sanctions. I hope that there's a plan B that he may not want to embrace, but he may have to. Because we can't have people thumbing their nose at the United States of America, most powerful country on earth. We can't have people doing that, kicking sand in our faces, Putin kicking sand on us. We can't have that. Something's got to give. So President Obama is going to have to get tough. I don't mean start a war, but he's going to have to make some moves to let Putin know, you know, that this is serious. See, most people, you know, the scandal, people watching Scandal and the haves and the have-nots, don't understand how important this thing is. Just because it's thousands of miles away doesn't mean it's not going to affect you, because it will eventually. So President Obama needs to step up to the plate and cut this short now. Don't let it go on, because it's going to be a problem at some point. So he needs to... So, President Obama, you need to get busy and handle your business with Putin, because Putin is not going to back down until he's forced to back down. No. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. We're about halfway through this thing. Phone number here is 347-428-3214. 347-426-3214 is the phone number here in the studio of the Ron Kelly Show. And we're doing our thing here for you, as we do every Friday afternoon, 4 p.m. No longer 5 p.m., 4 p.m. now, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Once again, now, some of you may not agree with me. Do I think I'm crazy? No. Because everybody shudders at the thought of the United States and the Russian Federation getting into it. And you know, I don't want that to happen no more than anybody else does. I really don't, because you don't know where it might lead. But sometimes, you know, you can't, you know, when you're playing poker with people like Putin, you can show your hand. And the president right now, I mean, by ruling out military, anything military, I think he showed his hand. I don't think he should have done that. I think he should have kept that option open, to let Putin know that it's not going to be a cakewalk. But you can't unring the bell, but there are some things that he can do to show this man that he's not no joke. So we're hopeful that the president will not listen to this. I mean, you got 1,000 people talking to the president at one time. Probably having meetings with the Joint Chiefs and the heads of all the armed forces and God only knows, National Security Advisor, Homeland Security, all types of people he's probably meeting with. And they're all telling him different things. But it's up to the president eventually to make the decision. Still haven't found the plane yet. As a matter of fact, they're not even talking about that much anymore. About the plane. Still haven't found it yet. Zillion different scenarios about that plane. The plane that was lost, the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, I believe. Lost. Almost a month ago. Not a piece of it anywhere. Not a piece. And so many people saying they think they know what happened to it. It was hijacked and it landed somewhere. There's a lot of places to land that plane in that area where it was alleged to have turned around. There's about 300 airstrips that were long enough and big enough to handle a plane that size. So, and because they haven't found any of it, people are saying that it was hijacked and all the people are underneath some tarp somewhere, some radar-proof or satellite-proof cover, they can't see the plane. This is what people are saying because they haven't found even a piece of it. You know, if this plane hit the water, something would be out there. Luggage, you know, pieces of the plane, pieces of the fuselage, something would be out there. A shoe, something. And they found nothing. So this is what's fueling the rumors. And the poor Malaysian people, they look like the bunch of bumbling idiots. The poor Malaysian people who clearly weren't prepared for anything like this and made mistake after mistake after mistake, announcing the plane had crashed, but we don't know where. Well, how do you know it crashed? They just were overwhelmed with all the news people swooping down on them in Malaysia, where nothing really ever happens that's newsworthy, at least not for world news anyway. And you got the whole world news organization swooping down on these poor people, and they just couldn't handle it. And they still can't handle it. They don't know what to do. So they make announcement after announcement about what happened, and they have no idea what happened. The poor Malaysian people. So still looking for the plane. It's not even, you know, and they've exhausted it as a. It's been exhausted. It's been exhausted as a news story. It's been exhausted. They've talked to everybody and anybody, psychics, people who've only flown biplanes, and any kind of pilot. Excuse me. They've talked to all kinds of people. And no one knows what happened to this plane. No one. So it's not even newsworthy. I'm not going to say it's not newsworthy, but people are not talking about it on the cable news channels and such as much as they used to, because it's getting to be an old story. And I guess eventually we'll find out where the plane went, but right now, nobody knows. Like I said, those poor Malaysians... After I feel bad for them. I really feel bad for these people. But again, they weren't ready, and this is what has happened. Let me see. All right, everybody, it's about 20 minutes before the hour. yours truly, Ron Kelly's Ron Kelly Show, on an Easter, or pre-Easter weekend, I should say, because today is Good Friday. Hope you all had a good day off from work or whatever it was you normally do during the week. I certainly did. And last week was Lent, I believe. And, you know, if you don't know about Easter and you see people, you know, when Lent comes, not Lent, but Palm Sunday, rather, I should say, not Lent, Palm Sunday. Lent is when you have to, if I'm wrong, somebody let me know. Lent is when you have to give up something that you like to show your faithfulness to the higher power, to the Most High, and such. So what we'll do is we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about a few more things that's on my mind. We'll talk about it in just a minute. We'll come when we come back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com and on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody right here on blogtalkradio.com, catch me and my partner in crime, Princess Love Mills, who is a relationship coach and the author of Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away. Joins me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. for the Princess and the Bad Boy Talk Radio program, Defining Love and Relationships. Imagine me talking about love and relationships. Anyway, yes, I do, and I know a little something about it. I've been married twice. I know something about love and relationships. maybe not the most successful side, but I do know something. So join Princess and I. It's Princess Love Mills, yours truly, Ron Kelly. It's the Princess and the Bad Boy talk radio program right here on blogtalkradio.com. Wednesday night, 8 p.m., be here or be absolutely, totally square. Wow, you know, this is becoming a phenomenon now with moms driving their cars. You know, this started with the Susan Smith. I think the Susan Smith was the first act where a mother drove her kids into the water. in the family vehicle. And this is becoming somewhat of a phenomenon now because it's happened several times. Thankfully, the kids didn't die as the Smith kids perished in the first one. Susan Smith said it was a black man who hijacked the car. It was a black man. It's the black man excuse once again. We found that, you know, of course it was found to be totally untrue. And it was a white mother who drove him in the water. Susan Smith was the one who did it. And this seems to be becoming a phenomenon now with moms driving their kids into the water. Now, the last couple times it happened, the kids did get out. The kids were like, nah, we're not ready for this. So it happened again recently in New Jersey, Florence Township, New Jersey. A mother drove her kids into the water off of a boat launch. Drove the kids into the water. The kids are trying to get out of the car. Thankfully, somebody drove past and saw this mother, her name is Joanne Smith, tried to drown her three kids, ages 13, 14, and 15. You know, these are big kids. You know, they wasn't going down. Unfortunately, the children of Susan Smith, they were young, very, very young kids. One was in a car seat, evidently, allegedly. And this mother, Joanne Smith, drove herself and her three kids, 13, 14, and 15, into the river, the Delaware River in South Jersey, about 20 miles northeast of Philadelphia. And the husband of Ms. Smith, Jeffrey Smith, says that he received a call from his daughter, who was in the car, around 6:30 p.m. Tuesday after the car went off the boat launch. And two of the sons were trying to call 911, but one was cut off because the phone got wet. And Smith said he was about 15 miles away with the couple's oldest son when he got the call. Now, about the same time, someone named Darnell Taylor said he and his wife were driving past the boat ramp, and they noticed the car partially submerged in the water. And he jumped into the water and subsequently helped them get out. He says he recalled that Joanne Smith only said thank you. Now, she has been charged with attempted murder, child endangerment, and child endangerment, is being held on $500,000 bail. Now, what possesses a mother? You know, we'll talk about this. We'll have my resident clinical psychologist, Dr. Susanna Flores, the author of Face Hoax. We'll have her on the program, and we'll talk about this on another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. We'll talk about this. How a mother, and I'm not just talking about driving them into the river, but doing it other ways, drowning them in a bathtub, killing them, whatever. And we'll talk about this because, you know, a mother's love is supposed to be, you know, we always hear, you know, there's nothing like a mother's love, and a mother's love is the, you know, there's nothing like a mother's love, et cetera, et cetera. And these women are actually, you know, these women obviously have to be sick to attempt to kill their children. They have to be sick. They have to have some mental issue to have an issue or maybe develop an issue. Because you figure if the kids are 13, 14, and 15, and she waited a long time before she decided to kill them. You know, thank God they were old enough to get away from her. But there's got to be some kind of mental issue here with this. So we'll talk about that. We'll have Dr. Susanna Flores come on. And because I myself am curious as to, you know, what are the you can't be exact with it, but, you know, we can get an idea of what makes a woman want to kill her own children. So we'll have Dr. Susanna Flores. We'll have her come on another edition of the Ron Kelly Show somewhere in April. Maybe the next week or two we'll have her, or beginning of May we'll have her come on and talk about this. But yes, another mother, 49-year-old, who her husband says that she's been battling mental illness for a decade, and she's been hospitalized, and she takes medications. And he says it's hard to know when she's going off the deep end. So she just snaps, and that's it. So we'll have her, we'll have Dr. Susanna Flores come on the program and talk about this at length. All right, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's about 8 minutes before the hour. We're going to break up out of here. It's Good Friday. Good Friday. You know, so get prepared for the bombardment of the Ten Commandments, and all the movies and TV series about Jesus, God, will be on the air this coming weekend. The Passions of the Christ, the movie that I could only watch once. And not the whole thing, actually. The Passion of the Christ, the movie produced by Mel Gibson that made a fortune. Hundreds of millions of dollars were made off that movie. And the controversy behind it, the movie, that was the biggest little movie that was ever made, Passions of the Christ. And there'll be showing that on all the, you know, the religious cable channels will be having different types of shows. I think the Ten Commandments, in my estimation, the Ten Commandments was probably the best movie telling the story of Moses and God. I think the Ten Commandments was the best movie. It's very, very well written, great, you know, to stage. You know, whoever the set decorator was did a fantastic job, because you would think that you were right there in Egypt with the Pharaoh at the time of Moses and the deliverance of the Jews from the deliverance of the Jews from the clutches of the Egyptians who made them slaves. And how Moses left the riches of Egypt, or was kicked out, actually. But was blessed even more by God. So they'll be all over the place this weekend. I'm going to watch some, of course. I'll watch the Ten Commandments. I love the Ten Commandments. And maybe the Passion of the Christ, maybe. Outside chance, I may watch it. But everybody, definitely enjoy your Easter weekend. And we'll be back here next Friday afternoon with the Ron Kelly Show. There's a lot of people on Facebook talking about Scandal. I don't know, Kerry Washington, Scandal. It's a far cry from Diane Carroll. Diane Carroll was the first black female lead in a TV series, when she played Julia, the nurse Julia, and she had a little son, and she wasn't married. And it's funny how they always stick that in there when you put black people on TV in the movies. They always have a kid, and they're not married. It seems like that's like the staple, you know. If there's a black character, she's got to have a kid, and she's not married. And because I guess, you know, I don't know if they're trying to make it seem real or what, but there's always a black character that has a kid that's not married. And Kerry Washington, you know, is a hooker masqueraded as a lawyer because she sleeps with everybody. And the women are, the women are heralding her as some kind of heroine. And you'd have to be on heroin to think that she was a heroine, because she's not. And many women are praising, you know, I mean, I'm no hater. I mean, Kerry Washington, female lead of a TV series. But why one like that? Why one where she's sleeping around, she's sleeping with the president, she's sleeping with the butler, she's sleeping with the Secretary of State? I mean, sleeping with everybody. You know, I mean, come on. Come on. That show will not win an Emmy. She will not get an Emmy for sleeping with the president. I never, ever, ever. So she's in the Oval Office, kind of a white, black Monica Lewinsky. She's in the Oval Office with the president. You know, they're swapping saliva in the Oval Office. I watched it once. I just didn't want to watch it anymore after that. I did watch it one time. I think when it first came on, when she was helping somebody get out of a hostage situation. And because it seemed so campy and so, you know, fatal. It seemed so campy and so, you know, like Dynasty was back in the day. So unbelievable that I just didn't watch it anymore. But the women are, Olivia Pope is a hooker. And she's not getting paid. And she's sleeping around with everybody. Is that what you ladies want to do? Maybe so. Maybe deep down in their hearts they want to be Olivia Pope. Wear very nice clothing and shoes and sleep around with everybody. Maybe that's what they want to do. But Olivia Pope, a hero? No. No. She got to do something bad to win. Like, look at Denzel Washington, won Best Actor. Look at all the movies that Denzel Washington did. The body of work Denzel Washington did is incredible. The body of work that he's done. What did he win the Best Actor for? Training Day. Crooked Cop. Halle Berry won the Best Actress Award. She's done some work, too. She won Best Actress Oscar in a movie she... First time she took off her, she bared her breasts and had a sex scene with, of all people, Billy Bob Thornton. She wins. You know, the other lady, the young lady who won for, as a matter of fact, Butterfly McQueen. Butterfly McQueen, if I'm not mistaken, was the first person to win. She won Best Supporting Actress. She was the first African-American to win an Oscar, period. Butterfly McQueen, for playing the maid in Gone with the Wind. So you got to be a maid or a crook. If you're black, you got to be a maid or a crook or something in order to win an Academy Award. And because Malcolm X, definitely. Was an Oscar-worthy performance by Denzel Washington. John Q, you know, all the movies that Denzel has done, it's extensive body of great work, and he wins for being Dirty Cop. Being a Dirty Cop, he wins. I don't know. Somebody explain it to me someday. Anyway, we're going to break out of here. Thank you so much for joining me. Go out and have yourself a great Easter. Have yourself a great Easter weekend with the kiddies. And we'll see you back here Wednesday night for the Princess and the Bad Boy talk radio program. Yours truly, Ron Kelly and Princess Love Mills, author of Don't Skip Your Stuff Away. And you can see me back here next Friday afternoon. It's Ron Kelly's show. All the news commentary you want to hear is right here on blogtalkradio.com. So thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. We'll see you back here Wednesday night, and then again on Friday afternoon with me and the Ron Kelly shows. Until everybody, take care of yourself. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. We're out.